Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Preachers and theologians who teach salvation by grace alone through faith alone have to deny that keeping God's commandments is essential to our salvation. If men and women have to do anything to be saved, anything, then salvation is not by grace alone through faith alone. If that reasoning is not legitimate and scriptural, I would like to know wherein I have erred. The dictionary defines alone to mean separated from others, exclusive of anyone or anything else. If the doctrine were true, there would be nothing anyone would have to do to be saved. One preacher expressed the doctrine in these simple words, "Salvation by grace alone means grace plus nothing, minus nothing." The sad fact is, that is not the teaching of Scripture. God told the children of Israel, "You shall therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them." Deuteronomy 7:11. Is there any possibility God was joking with the Israelites? Did the Jews believe God was merely making suggestions? I would like to encourage you to get a concordance of the Bible and look up every time the Lord instructed His people to obey His commandments. But since we live under the Spirit and not under the letter, surely He does not require Christians to keep His commandments. The following verses from John's first epistle should remove any doubt you may have on that topic. "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5:2 and 3. In neither testament are God's people exempt from doing what He tells them to do in the way He tells them to do it. Oddly enough, some modernistic theologians think some of God's commandments are arbitrary. God often, although not always, promises blessings to those who obey His commandments and threatens with curses those who disobey Him. Moses assured the Israelites, "Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy He swore to your fathers." Deuteronomy 7:12. Would it surprise you if I told you there are theologians who argue that we shall be blessed regardless of our attitude toward God's will? I have time to give you just one example. Two Quaker theologians, Philip Gully and James Mulholland, have recently published a book with the title, "If Grace is True, Why God Will Save Every Person." Over and over, these authors declare, "I believe God will save every person." Page 8, for example. Please listen to this brief excerpt. "I visited prisons and became friends with murderers, rapists, and child molesters. As I made room for these people in my life here on earth, I had to consider making room for them in heaven." Page 34. Now please listen to what God says about those who do not repent of such sins. "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor homosexuals, nor sexual pervert shall inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Moses concludes, "If the Israelites listened to God and kept His commandments, God promised to keep His covenant and mercy which He had sworn to their fathers. But what would happen to them if they failed to keep His commandments? He repays them who hate Him to their face, to destroy them. He will not slack to him that hates Him. He will repay him to his face." Deuteronomy 7:10. That surely does not sound like God will save everyone, does it? If you want to be saved, you must believe the gospel and obey it from the heart. Then you must live for God so long as He allows you to live on this earth. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless and keep you.